This is the DevPi podcast for October 6th, 2008. This week I'll be talking about reading code. But first, a little criticism of Peter. Peter said in the last episode that code is art, but I went to an art school, and I don't think so. Code can result in art, just as paint can, but that patient tracking software you wrote for your dentist, that's not art. You just painted a fence, not Guernica. A fence painter might take great pride in his work, paying attention to details the fence owner or anyone else won't see, but then he's just a proud craftsman, not an artist. Anyway, on to this week's topic, reading code. As I alluded to, I happen to have earned a Master of Fine Arts in Writing from a well-respected art school in the Midwest. The basic idea was that I was writing short stories and working on a novel. It's very easy to get discouraged from writing because it's hard. First drafts are rarely very good, and you're always comparing yourself to great writers. It was easy in grad school to fall into the trap of comparing oneself to great writers because we spent so much time reading. Oftentimes, you might say, "I'm going home to write." But even if you end up reading for 5 hours, no one would call you a liar. Everyone, eventually, comes to the realization that reading is just as much a part of writing as actually putting fingers to keyboards. And we aren't always reading with an eye to try to figure out what an author was doing, how the book worked, to get style ideas, or whatever. Once you've been reading a lot, you sort of do those things all the time without effort. But sometimes you're just reading. This is a nice analogy for writing software. You can code and code and code, but without making a concerted effort to read code as well, you're going to miss out on some things. If you read code, you'll see solutions to problems you wouldn't have thought of, styles that make code more readable than what you currently do, and little tricks that might make you smile. There are tons of source available for your reading pleasure. If you're not already spending time each week reading code, maybe there's too much to know where to get started. Here are some ideas. Read the code for something you use. If you work with a framework, like Ruby on Rails or Struts, try reading that code. Relying on books and a published API will only get you so far. Still, those code bases can be intimidating if you don't know where to start. Pick an area of the framework you think is confusing or you suspect you aren't using to its fullest capacity. And don't be afraid to read just a little. Sometimes all you have is 15 minutes. There are also exemplary projects you could read. There are, for every language, projects that most agree are written in a beautiful style. Try hunting one of those down in a language you know, or a language you're learning, or even in a language you might like to learn. Maybe all the Python code you've seen looks like it was written by 14-year-olds. Try reading parts of the Python standard library. Or, if there's a part of the language you're using that you're not totally familiar with, try reading the code for a project that uses it. I don't know too much about Ruby's sockets, so I've been reading James Buck's SSH library. I could, and will, also be reading Ruby's socket code. And don't be afraid of asking questions on the mailing list for whatever you're reading. Maybe something you think looks inefficient was done that way for a reason. A question to the mailing list might teach you something, or teach them something. Besides just picking up on style, organization, and tricks, you're likely to learn a lot about the language and the project. You'll find features of both that you underappreciated or just didn't know about. Not everything's documented or on the website or in the wiki. Try reading some code today. Well, that's the end of the show. If you have any suggestions or questions, contact Peter and I at devfi.com. Listen next week as Peter gets his episode out on time.